piercing whistle broke the silence of the cool fall morning as white smoke bellowed above the trees. The faces of the people waiting on the platform lit up as they pulled out their phones to catch the moment of the 1920 steam engine pulling into the depot. This is a common scene at the Hocking Valley Scenic Railway in Nelsonville, as people can be transported back in time by traveling in historic rail cars pulled by equally historic engines.
Originally used as a faster, more reliable alternative to the canal system, the track was used for decades to transport coal and other materials. In the 1960s and 1970s, old railroad tracks were being abandoned because business was declining. This opened the door for a tourist railroad on track that was no longer used for revenue service. Hocking Valley Scenic Railway charter member Dave Dupler talks about this transition.
Well, the Hocking Valley Scenic Railway originally started out with expectations of being over around the Wellston, Ohio area, and it was to be called the Salt Creek Railroad. They were going to buy up a former DT&I branch line, Detroit, Toledo, and Ironton, and that fell through at the last minute, that before they could get through the logistics of getting a bank loan set up and talk with the right people and everything, a scrapper tore the line up. So then they started looking for another line, and they stumbled across the Monday Creek branch line, which the same thing was about to happen. It was about to be tore up. And if memory serves me right, they actually bought that from the rail itself. They actually bought it from the scrapper. They didn't buy it from the CNO. The CNO had already sold it to the scrapper, and they were able to get kind of a stay of execution, if you want to call it that, from the scrapper. And they were able to very quickly set up a bank loan and everything like that, and that's how it started.
To complement the historic track, the railway began to bring in pieces of historic equipment. One of these is an operational steam locomotive from 1920. Engineer Tyler Martin discusses how special the steam engine is.
Well, the steam locomotive here at the Hocking Valley Scenic Railroad is a 1920 Baldwin 060. It's going to be 100 years old next year, and it's pretty awesome that we have this living, breathing piece of history here that we can operate and share with the public. I'd say the best thing about it is watching the reaction of people when they see it. You know, it's a living, breathing thing. And it's so different from watching, you know, a modern passenger train or freight train going down the tracks. You know, you've got all this motion that you see on it, the smoke, you know, the different sounds, and it's just a full sensory experience to be around. And, you know, that's what makes it so special.
The railroad normally uses vintage diesel locomotives to power their trains, but the steam locomotive is used about one or two weekends a month. Passengers can choose to ride in a number of different vintage passenger cars. One of the cars is a rare combine car from 1916. Dupler said that combine is a slang term for combination.
Well, the combine is, that's a slang word. It means combination car. The combine is a car that's half baggage and half passenger. It's rare because most of those cars were scrapped. Railroads on the bigger main lines would have a separate baggage car or multiple baggage cars, as they often were, hauling mail, U.S. mail in them, and then separate passenger cars. Well, this car was intended for smaller branch line trackage, and that's why so few of them remain today, and so it's a very special car.
Three of the cars were built in the 1920s for commuter service on the Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific Railroad. They were capable of seating 100 passengers. There is also a car that was built in 1939 for the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, and it features plush seats, luggage racks, and air conditioning. The combine is also of B&O heritage, and both cars were given some fresh B&O paint just this past year.
Currently, there is a debate as to the best way to paint the historic cars. Some feel they should all be painted to match their current role, but others, like Chris Hartley, feel as though the car should have original paint.
The reason why I prefer a historical paint scheme is we're a rolling museum. All these cars came from somewhere. You know, a couple of our cars came from the Baltimore, Ohio. Therefore, we painted them blue with a yellow stripe and gray. Our Rock Islands are painted green because they originally came from the Rock Island, and they was painted that scheme as delivered from the factory. And our Canadian Pacific was painted in its maroon with its black top because of the fact of was we tried to replicate when it came from the factory.
These historic cars and engines and their factory-style paint schemes allow the visitors of the Hocking Valley Scenic Railway to see and travel in history, even if that means having to wait to use the bathroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention for just a moment. The train cars we're going to be riding in today were built many years ago and do not have restroom facilities. We have about 15 minutes before we leave, and it's recommended that you use the restrooms inside our station, because it will be well over an hour at least before restroom facilities are once again available. Thank you.